2 weeks back safaka notification emapoliseni ukuthi isipikitshe mhlaka 11 kungunamusha kuyimali against the indaba ye-government of Zimbabwe, indaba ka-Emmerson Mnangagwa ukuthi ufuna ukusebenzisa iy'nduna zakithi to heal or to deal with the issue of ibukurahudi. So thina ukuhambisa kwethu izincwadi besilokhu sikhulumisana namapholisa esikhathini sonke lesi esidlulileyo, but unfortunately anti abantu laba vele i-structure bayitsherwa eHarare. So they never granted us the permission. Basivumela kuphela ukuthi lina lizahamba peacefully, abantu abangu-4 or 5 beyoyenda over ama-petitions kuma-ministers of state for provincial affairs ahlanganisela mathi south, mathi north, Ibulawayo metropolitan. So simangile namhla sivuka sathola Ibulawayo yonke ivinjwe ngamapholisa, la nxa sikwanisile ukuyofaka ama-petitions wona lawo besiphelekezelwa ngamapholisa lapho kade siyafaka khona emhlahlandlela ekuvinjiwe, lapho kade sifuza ukuthi siqalisele khona imatshi yethu ekuvinjiwe. So kunzima kakhulu indoda lo ukuthi uzama ukuthi esebenze njani.
Ye, lina khonapho kupetition khonapho belibatshelani lifuna ukuthi kwenziweni?
Besibatshela ukuthi umthetho wezimbabwe we-United Nations under the United Nations Genocide Convention of 1948 ayivumi ukuthi umuntu oyenza umbhuqazwe ethonisiswe ngeyinye i-court besides the International Court of Justice. So we cannot allow ama-chiefs ukuthi ahendle indaba eyombhuqazwe ngoba it is out of the context of the Genocide Convention of 1948.
Ngakho-ke lithi kumele kubanjwe mbani?
Lokho thina sithi uMnangagwa lo Sidney Sekeramai lo Chiwenga, all of those who are still surviving ama perpetrators must be prosecuted by the ICC. That's the procedure. That's what the law says. We United Nations. Not ukuthi bezithonisise bona ngoku-appoint ama-chief abo abasebebanika izimota, abasebebanika ama-laptops. It's a violation of the international law.